USA Radio News.
At this moment, there is a debate over funding border security and the wall. I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community.
President Trump not mincing any words there regarding border funding. Now, House Republicans are working on an amendment to a short-term spending bill that would add $5 billion for a border wall. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
We're going to move today to add language to the bill that the Senate sent over on government funding to add $5 billion to the wall, as well as the disaster relief funding that's been agreed upon.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is stepping down at the end of February. President Trump made the announcement via Twitter. He called Mattis a great help to the Trump administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Justice Department is indicting two Chinese nationals for hacking. The two are accused of stealing information from at least 45 U.S. government agencies and tech companies. U.S. officials say cyber attacks represent economic espionage. The Fed Reserve announced it would be raising interest rates for the fourth and final time this year on Wednesday. There's been a lot of talk whether President Trump should be tweeting about the Fed Reserve raising rates. Well, Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News he's okay with it.
No, I don't know if they are that influenced by, you know, their positions are long-term positions. People worry about the political arm, the president, Congress beating up on the Fed. I think they're fairly independent. I can't imagine, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Fed or their policy or that they control so much of our economy. And yet, I do think that they actually don't respond to us. You know, the whole idea of us auditing them, they're sort of afraid that we would somehow have oversight over the Fed. Well, my goodness, for my goodness, that would be a great idea to have more oversight of the Fed.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Every Christmas season, Liette Rebeck gathers her family around and wraps presents for the Christmas season. Now, these presents aren't just for anyone, though. They're for Gold Star families. Rebeck runs a nonprofit organization called Believe With Me, which makes sure children of Gold Star families are going to have a Christmas with gifts under the Christmas tree. She shares with Fox News where she came up with this idea.
So a few years back, my family and I were going through a really tough time, and I met a Gold Star mom. And she had so much joy and passion and purpose that I kept a picture of her boy and another 29 that were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And I looked at those faces every day, yeah. And when I would be tempted to give up in my own battles, I would think about those families and think, I can't
give
up. Right?
Every day,
all year for the rest of their lives. And so I thought, okay, I met with her and I said, you know what, this loss was not for nothing. I'm going to turn it into something. And I asked her to believe with me, and that's what we have today.
She continues on why this cause is so important to her.
I want them to know that America has not forgotten. I want to give our youth, our high schoolers, our university students, young families an opportunity to know their stories and take part in something giving back to these families,
all right,
too.
Liette also said that FedEx is helping with the shipping costs, and if you're interested, please check out believewithme.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.